Here we'll hear Helen and Sam speak about two prisoner support projects located in Montreal, the Political Prisoners Calendar Committee and Open Door Books, which is a books to prisoners program. Today I'm here at the Cuperk office of Concordia, and I'm speaking with Helen, who is a member of the Political Prisoner Calendar Committee, and Sam, who's also involved with the Political Prisoner Calendar Committee, as well as Open Door Books. Could you explain what is the Political Prisoner Calendar Committee and how long has it been going on for?
We're in our third year, and the name pretty much says what we are. We're a group of people that put out a calendar every year. Well, for 3 years now, we're on our third calendar that publicizes the issues of political prisoners in North America, like in Canada and the States, and is also a fundraiser for political prisoner, like frontline groups doing work with political prisoners. So it's the collective itself. The committee works out of Montreal. It's people who, you know, are themselves not in prison, and we work in collaboration with three political prisoners who are incarcerated relatively close to Montreal, like in New York State.
So was it an idea of these prisoners or people from the outside or both that collaborated in it? How does it work? How do you put it together?
Well, the idea, first of all, it was the idea of one of the three prisoners, Herman Bell, and I guess I'll just name all three prisoners because part of the point is like the awareness of these three prisoners' cases. It's Herman Bell and Robert Seth Hayes and David Gilbert, and some of the people in the committee are people who had been doing support work with those prisoners, corresponding with those prisoners, visiting them for quite some time. And there was like a will to actually do some work together in like the sense of having a joint project. And Herman had the idea of putting together a calendar and encouraged the folks in Montreal to kind of start doing that. So how it gets put together is the people in Montreal, the committee itself, do the actual soliciting of articles, collecting of artwork and photos, and like putting it all together, like doing the desktop publishing, because obviously, you know, you can't do that from prison. But we go back throughout the process and like show what we're working on to the prisoners, and they like edit it. Like we mail in, you know, printouts of the different pages, and they like edit the ideas and stuff. And that's sort of how we work together, how the prisoners are involved.
And Sam, how does it get distributed?
We have agreements with a couple of Cupergs around Ontario and Quebec to distribute them. As well, we try to use a general sort of political prisoner community network to distribute them at various sites around North America, either through alternative book distributors or through other social justice organizations.
And what about prisoners? Are they able to receive this?
Yes, of course. They're able to receive it. They are able to receive it at a different price than it's regularly sold for.
I guess to go back to the general distro first announcement, basically when we were in our first year, we like started doing like a massive mail out to all the prisoner justice organizations we could think of in North America. So like all the anarchist black crosses, different community groups that we're aware of, the support committees that exist, you know, around the continent for different individual prisoners, and kind of said, hey, we're putting this calendar out, would you be interested in distributing it in your city? And basically we had more success some cities than others. Like, I kind of feel like, you know, a lot of calendars get sold in Montreal, and then a fair amount of calendars get sold in, like, the Bay Area of San Francisco, and then, you know, less calendars get sold everywhere else. But we're getting pretty good coverage. As far as prisoners, the prisoners who work on the calendar itself, so Seth and Herman and David themselves have been pretty good about getting it distributed in the prisons that they're in, like just talking it up to other prisoners, saying like, hey, I'm working on this calendar, if you're interested in buying a copy. And the word's kind of spread informally through those networks. The calendar is available through the Open Door Books project, and through that actually a number of prisoners have gotten copies for free. But if a prisoner wants to order it, it's in the AK Press catalog, which a surprising number of prisoners managed to get a copy of. I'm not sure what the different channels are. So we have had people order it through that, and the prisoner price is like $9 versus the like, you know, regular street selling price, for want of a better word, of $15.
If people wanted to support the political prisoner calendar by buying a copy or giving it away, how can they contact the committee?
Within Montreal, there's a few places you can pick it up. It should be like back from the printers certainly by September. Like, we're hoping sometime in August, but can safely say September. And then at that point, a lot of like political events, certainly Prisoner Justice Day events, we try and always have like a table where we're selling them. Other than that, the Alternative Bookshop on St. Laurent Street, Cooper Concordia on Sherbrooke Street, which is also where we operate out of, so people can contact us there at 848-7585. You can get it through the AK Press webpage, which www.akpress.org.
And so I was wondering if the two of you might be able to explain what is Open Door Books, how long it's been around, and what exactly does the group do?
Open Door Books is a Books to Prisoners program. And I should say I'm not directly involved myself, but I'm speaking from the point of view of having been staff at Cooper Concordia, which is the space that Open Door Books runs out of. So that number that I just gave for the prisoner calendar is also a good way to get in touch with Open Door Books. But basically what it does is it collects donations of books and then mails them to prisoners, political prisoners, but also like any prisoner, by request. Like, the prisoners write in and say, you know, I would like a novel about this, or I would like, you know, a book about how to teach yourself the guitar, or, you know, I would like a high school math textbook or whatever it might be, and then try and match up the requests to the donations and send them off. It's a volunteer-run collective of people that collect in the books or sometimes solicit donations of books from publishers and stuff like that, and then get together and like answer the mail, basically, you know, open up letters and mail off books, mostly to prisoners in North America, sometimes outside of North America as well.
One of the things that we really try to do is get a lot of donations of books steadily coming in, because we're doing so much output, it's important to keep focusing on input of books as well. So we've established a couple of collection sites around the city where people sort of place boxes, and, you know, eventually someone from Books for Prisoners or Open Door Books recalls that they've placed a box there and show up 6 to 8 months later and gather a large box of books. And so I've been involved in sort of these gathering of books or other kinds of situations as they arise.
And where are these locations?
One of them is Casa del Popolo. There's another one at Dawson College and New School. And from what I understand, there's as well, there may be one at University of Montreal. There was one last year. That's something that we could actually really use help with from people in general if they were wanting to set one up at their school or their office. And I just want to emphasize that the books that we're looking for may not necessarily be obvious. We're looking for all types of books, but as well, prisoners in particular seem to take a liking to thrillers and sci-fi and stuff like that. So the emphasis is really on whatever you can give would be useful.
I guess, like, to follow up on that, like, if people are wanting to like set up a donation site, because the donations try and like match up to people's requests, it's probably a good idea to give a call to the folks that are actively involved in the collective right now. So maybe it just makes sense to give that phone number again. It's 848-7585, and ask if there's particular types of books that the group is looking for right at the moment, because, you know, one idea would be to just like put out a box in like your work or your school, but another idea would be to do a drive if you're having an event. I know there was like a book drive at the Anarchist Book Fair, for example, and some of the types of books are what you might not expect. Like, for example, I know they've done dictionary drives in the past. So, you know, that might be like a good way for people to get involved. So if people are interested in doing that, I would encourage them to like give a call and find out what would be the most useful things to donate.
And I'm just curious how it works within Canadian prisons, because I've often heard from prisoners in Canada that it's very, very difficult to receive books. How do you go about that when you want to donate books in Canadian prisons?
I know that Books to Prisoners had quite a bit of trouble getting books into Canadian prisons, because unlike US prisons, you can't just mail a book to a prisoner and sort of be like, you know, this is to like inmate John Smith at like this and this prisoner number, and here's this book. You have to donate it to the library, and it seems like the policy varies from one prison to the next, like it's by institution, as to whether the libraries even accept donations. And I know that the Open Door Books Collective had like done a campaign where they'd like written off to like every prison they could get an address for in Canada and found out like which ones accept donations to the libraries and which ones don't. But I don't know if there's any progress on like being able to mail in books to individual prisoners. If I can just say, I think it's like really ridiculous. Like, you know, this isn't really an interview about like policy change, but you know, amongst the many things that, you know, I think it'd be good to change about prisons, like it just seems kind of dumb that like you can't mail in a novel to like someone who's like sitting around with nothing to read.
If you're interested in contacting the Political Prisoners Calendar Committee, they can be reached by leaving a message at area code 514-848-7585. Open Door Books is always looking for donations, and you can help by setting up a donation box at your workplace, union, school, or community group. Feel free to contact Open Door Books in Montreal by phoning area code 514-848-7585. There are also other Books to Prisoners collectives throughout Canada and the U.S., which you can easily find by surfing the net